This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hi, everybody. Cheryl from Unleashed. And today I have a very special guest, and she's been with us before, Aaliyah Zobel Nolan. Try to say that three times fast. Aaliyah, I'm so glad you could be back, and you have a new book.
I'm thrilled. You know, the last book that we talked about was a little sad and a little, you know, it was about cats in heaven. And I wanted to do something a little light and sweet and fun this time.
And this book is very, very sweet. And I want to give a shout out to your illustrator, Lee Wildish, because that I have seen. The cover is adorable.
Oh, you know, it's funny. I took a chance, you know, I'm a risk taker. And this man is a New York Times best-selling illustrator. And I've loved him from afar. But, you know, some of my publishers, you know, he's very expensive and he's always busy. So I've never, ever been able to work with him. So I decided I would do this book myself. And I just on a whim and just taking a risk, I emailed him and I said, I loved your portfolio, especially the girl with the red hair. And yeah. I said, I have a book. Why can't my brother be more like my cat? And the protagonist, I just see her as this redheaded girl. Do you have any time? So he said to me, he was in between books and he said he was moving. So he had a little bit of disruption in his life. But the book has three characters in it, the brother, the cat, and the girl. And it doesn't have a lot of background. There's not different venues. So it all takes place in the girl's house. So it wasn't a lot for him to do. So he gave me sketches of the three characters. And I just was swooning. I said, oh, I have to have this guy.
Yeah. You know, I have a dog now, but for over 30 years, I had cats. And the one thing that is so relatable with this premise is when you have cats, they own you. You are theirs. And, you know, it's different than a relationship with a dog. You know, you're more pals and you know, they need you more because they need to go out. But cats, independent, and they own you. And that's why it's a very sweet thought, you know, how the little girl wants her brother to be more like her cat. Because she wants to own him.
Right.
And bless him.
Right. Well, you know, what you mentioned that the cats are, they own you. But that was something that I wanted the little kids to take away. That even though the brother teases and the brother can sometimes be a pain, that when push comes to shove, your brother is always there. Whereas you know, Miss Kitty sometimes is a little finicky, and one day she's in your face and purring and headbutting you, and the next day she can't be bothered.
Right. You're independent.
Exactly. So that's the difference, and the end of the book is a surprise, and we won't give it away, but it's what I'm trying to get across to kids is, you know, your cat may be wonderful and a friend, but when push comes to shove, or if you have a problem, you can really depend on your brother.
True. Or your sister, if it was a sister. And I also want to tell our listeners that you would be available to go to some schools, right, in your area?
Definitely. And this is a fun book to share with kids because sibling rivalry has been around since Cain and Abel. And, you know, there's always, you even see, I saw in the store the other day, the brother was teasing his sister. I assumed it was his sister, a little girl. And there's always that sibling rivalry there. So when I was thinking about writing this book, which, by the way, is my first cat book for kids, which is such an anomaly because I have written 14 books for adults on cats And I have written numerous books for children, but never a cat book for kids. So this is my first one. And I wanted to sort of, all the books that I've done for adults have a kind of a pattern. And it's why cats are better than, you know. And it's not really male bashing or brother bashing.
Well, do you still have your pets, your dog and a cat?
I have two cats, Nolan, who was already named Nolan at the pound. And we just picked him up because we thought he was a relative.
Right.
And the other one is Colleen Fiona Shannon Nolan. And she came from another rescue. And then we have Miss Kitty the dog. I told you about, I think, Miss Kitty the last time. Miss Kitty was named Priscilla from the rescue. But my husband, because we've always had cats, kept on calling the dog, Kitty, here, Kitty, here, Kitty.
Right.
So we said, we're going to name her Miss Kitty. And she's very cat-like. Oh, my goodness. She cleans her paws. She doesn't bark. She sits all day and doesn't, you know, when the Amazon guy comes, she doesn't, you know, go crazy and bark.
How old?
She's 6. We got her when she was 3 and she was in a puppy mill, which was very sad because the vet said she has had numerous litters. And then they turned her out. She was found in the street near a defunct gas station. And the police saw her and said, oh, this looks like a really good dog. You know, let me give it to the rescue. Now, we found out because we did the DNA that she is a purebred American foxhound.
Wow.
And the reason why they had her in the puppy mill was that reason, because she was purebred. They were breeding her, poor thing.
I know.
So she had never been in a house before. So it was a big chance. Everything was like, you know, she was afraid of everything. But the cats get along very well with her. I mean, they sniff each other's noses, you know, say hello, touching noses. And they get along great.
Well, maybe they could write a book.
Yes, yes. Why can't my human be more like my dog?
Like my dog.
Yes.
We own you. I have a dog now, Tilly McGee. I've had her for, you know, she just turned 3, but I got her at 11 months. And she was, you know, found in a cage outside. It's just amazing. These animals that would wag their tail just when you look at them.
Right.
Treated
right.
So poorly. It's just so sad because they're wonderful animals.
And, you know, this one is, they must have paid good money for her initially, you know, and then just kept her in the puppy mill. You know, that's what we've had her and we've never, she comes on vacation with us and I have a cat sitter, but the dog comes with us everywhere because we don't want to put her in a cage
right.
or a crate or anything right. like that because I think she would regress. She's coming out now beautifully, and it's been a couple of years, but, you know, these dogs have been through a lot of trauma, and they respond so well to love, whereas a cat can take it or leave it, you know?
I've brought Tilly to, you know, one of these daycares.
Right.
For a couple of days, and, you know, she's very social. We go to the park a lot, so that's good for her, but, you know, you need a village, because when you have a dog, I mean, if you're blessed enough that you could take her with you,
right.
That's great. But if not, you need people to help out. Walk them,
right.
Stay with them.
We're getting her acclimated to a pet sitter of a friend of mine who takes in like 5 dogs at a time. That's it. And she has a big backyard. And she is very expensive, but I'm not going to put this dog in a kennel or anything.
No, no.
You know?
No, they're not kennels. They're really like camp.
Right.
They have pools. They have socials. They give them blankets. They don't sleep on the ground. I mean, it's like a fancy hotel for dogs.
Right. Well, my husband took Kitty, Miss Kitty, to when we first got her to try to socialize her and to train her because she had no training. She didn't know a recall. She didn't know anything. So he took her to the doggy day thing, and he comes home and he says to me, he looks at me and he says, Kitty has to go to summer school.
She has to take the test over.
Well, you see, the thing is, this is a dog who has been no place but a cage. and has been doing nothing for 2 or 3 years but procreating. That's it. So now when you bring a new puppy who's, you know, like not even a year old or whatever, you bring them into the puppy daycare, they're open to, you know, because they, you know, they're excited about it and this, that, and the other. But with a dog that's been in, they don't know what to make of it.
Right,
you know?
Right. But there is a very big difference between getting a puppy and getting, you know, at 11, she was almost adult. She ate all my vitamins. She rules the roost. It's her way or the highway. And she has pica because when you leave an animal outside in a cage, they eat whatever they could get a hold of.
Yeah, I hate to even think about that.
Yeah, but now she, believe me, she's living her best life.
So, Miss Kitty, so my next book, I have to write a book about a dog. I wrote one book about a dog, Dog Confessions, but it didn't do so well. The Cat Confessions blew out. I mean, it's still...
I know, because cats are so secretive.
It was a good title, but I must write one. But this book it's gotten a lot of... People are really enjoying it because it's sweet. The illustrations, I can't even tell you.
It is sweet. And I want to ask you, what ages do you think best enjoy it?
You know, I had a signing at Barnes & Noble the other day, and anywhere from like 3 or 4 to up until 8, because they love to look at the illustrations. You know, I'm not so proud that I can say, oh, well, they buy the books for my lovely words. They look at the illustrations first. And these are just, you know, even adults were looking like, I want to get one for myself and go through it, because they're very engaging and happy. You know, we need happiness these days.
True. Well, maybe there'll be another book. You know, you need a sequel.
Yes, I might. If I can get him again, I don't know. Like I said, he was in between. And I took a risk, because he can only say no. But I have another book coming out in the summertime, and it's called Finding Harmony, The Kitten Who Taught Friends Kindness.
Oh, wonderful.
And that's all about a little kitten who gets lost and the kids are trying to find, but they don't pay attention. They argue with each other. They start eating ice cream and don't listen for her. And then they go into the woods and they get big sticks because they think they might have to use them to fight dragons. You know, they go off in a tangent. But at the very end, they all work as a team. And when they do that, the little cat comes out. The little kitten comes out.
Do you get your ideas from your household?
I'm blessed in that I have too many ideas. It's really, you know, it's a double-edged sword, because you can only... you can only publish certain amount of books in a year, because you have to do all the marketing and everything. But I have a lot of ideas just because my face isn't in a phone. My mind is in the universe. And when I go out and I'm walking along, and if I go into a store, or if I go to another country, we're going to Ireland at the end of the month.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
There's all kinds of different things that are out there if you're looking for them. If you're just walking along with your face in a phone, or not paying attention to the, you know, things that are going on around you, even when you go and you eat in a place, in a restaurant, people that are talking, or they used to anyway, and you can get great ideas for dialogue and things.
You're aware, and you're right. People are into their phones. I was someplace today and we had to wait. And I looked around, and normally when I go someplace, I turn my phone off.
Right.
But everybody was looking at their phone. It's like they can't survive anymore unless they're hooked up to something.
Right.
Reading a book, or how about just thinking?
Or just being present in the moment. You see, that's a big thing with me, trying to be present in the moment, because even if your head isn't in the phone, your mind is like, well, when I get out of this, I'm going to do this and do that and do the other thing. You know, being present moment. I have to write a book about that. Being living in the present is so important, because it's not going to be, you're not going to have the same place and time tomorrow.
No, you won't have today.
That's why I love, you know, the animals, because they just live for the moment. You know, they're very present oriented.
Oh, definitely. They have to be. And they enjoy everything.
Yes, you know? It's true.
I mean, you come home, even if you left 20 minutes ago, your dog wags his tail.
Right.
I'm glad to see you.
Yes.
I was worried.
Yes.
You're home. What would happen to me? You know, all of this, because the one thing that all animals, well, maybe not so much cats, because who knows with cats what they think, but dogs, you know, the biggest fear is you might not come back.
Right, right. There's a lot of cartoons out on Facebook about that, that the cat is like, you know, sleeping and the dog is like, when are you coming home? You know, like, and will you come home? You know,
I love it when the cat moves its tail and the dog tries to get it. And they just keep doing it to aggravate them. You know, they know how to start.
The other day I have, in the morning I do my meditations and I sit in this chair and the cat, the little cat goes on the back of the chair and she's fine. She just sits there and absorbs the sun. Well, the big black cat, who is twice the size of the little cat, sits on the back of the chair and his tail is so big and furry and he's smacking me in the face with it. You know, it's like he keeps hitting me. He doesn't mean to, but you know, and I'm like, how long am I going to take this before I get him off the chair?
Yeah, I loved my cats. I was raised with dogs. But you know, when you're single and you want to go and come, cats are so easy.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You could leave food for 2 days and they'll be fine with a lot of water.
Right.
But after they passed, you know, I wasn't going to kick them out.
Right.
I realized that I needed a different kind of relationship.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I wanted to be out and about. And I have to say, I met a whole new family at the dog park. My dog has buddies. I have buddies. It's different. But cats are very, very special.
Well, they've been a part of my life for so long, I couldn't even think about, you know, not looking down or not, you know, not having
or watch where you walk.
Back of my chair. It's like they're part of my life.
I've never been without a pet except for when my last cat passed till I got Tilly, which was maybe 2 months. I always had a pet.
Well, I never had a dog before. So this is but this dog is from heaven because she came around Christmas time and she doesn't bark because we had a bad experience with neighbors who had a dog who barked all the time, and it just drove us all crazy, and they wouldn't do anything about it. So, and we were very close. The houses were very close. So this dog, you know, I just think it's a wonderful thing that I am introduced to a dog in this way, that it's not one of these barking dogs all the time, jumping
up. Meant to be. It was meant to be.
Yeah, yeah. She's inside on my husband's bed, just sitting around waiting for him to come home and take her out. So
that's her person, huh?
That's her. Oh, my goodness. Talk about Velcro dog. Unbelievable. So anyway, but to get back to the book, I want to make sure that the kids understand a little bit of the message I'm trying to give them. And you may love your cat to death. And like I said before, and your brother will be a pain. But when push comes to shove, most brothers, really, most of them, will do anything for you. I have a quote here from Kenny Rogers that says, friends come and go, but families are forever.
True.
And there's even a scripture in the Bible that says, a friend loves at all times, but a brother is born for adversity. And that's really what this book is about, you know, like, she loves her cat and she wishes, because her cat does everything
she wants.
At that, you know, that particular cat. Now, you know, she gets dressed, the cat gets dressed up for tea and the cat shares his booty with her and the cat listens to her while she talks and talks and talks. So those are things that a brother wouldn't do anyway.
No, but he would protect his sister when he gets older.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
I mean, he'll nudge her and drive her crazy, but then she has the cat, which really kind of balances out probably their relationship.
Right.
Their relationship might be different if the cat wasn't involved.
Right, right.
You know, well, it would be, You know, this way she has somebody to talk to and say, you know, isn't he being a pain?
Right.
I'm so glad I have you.
Well, you're right, because she is, her cat is acting more like her friend.
Best friend.
And the cat is more patient because she's doting on him. Now, maybe if she doted on her brother, but still, you know, but brothers, you know, what is that? Men are from Mars and women are from whatever, you know, they like different things. Now, if you showed them like a bug or a spider, they would be, you know, they'd want to sit down and talk about it for hours. But you showed them about, you know, beautiful bouquet of flowers or a lovely dress, they're not interested. But a cat would be, because they don't say anything and they just sit there.
Right.
So that's what the book is trying to let the people know.
And when is your next book coming out? Have you finished it yet?
Yes, I finished it. I'm just waiting for the cover. I didn't like the way the cover came out. So I think that'll probably be out in June or July. And that's more of a moral book, you know, like when you work together. And if you want to find harmony, you don't find it by not paying attention or arguing with each other or thinking that one's idea is better than the other. Those are the kinds of things that are in this book. But when they try to work it out and work together to find the cat, they do.
You're aware that all of your books have meaning and a statement.
Yes. Well, I try to, because, you know, that's my medium. That's my ministry. That's the way I can get what I want to be out in the world.
And it's a brilliant way to do it, I have to tell you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Who won't listen to pets?
Exactly. And now, you know, I remember a long time ago, God rest his soul, Peter Workman of Workman Publishing. He had done my first book, The Joy of Being Single. And the second book was Why I Can't, 101 Reasons Why a Cat is Better Than a Man. And he said, oh, that would never sell because it's male bashing and, you know, cats are like a fad. They'll be here today and gone tomorrow.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, well, that was like, what, 20 years ago, you know? So the thing is, I knew that cats were going to take off. I mean, because they're just so easy to write about and to make something humorous about and loving. There's all these other books that are out about cats being good for your blood pressure, and they're, you know, you see these.
Calming you, yes.
Yes, exactly.
Calming, yes. You know, when I was looking for Tilly, I tried to do fosters and rescues, and I ended up, I was very disappointed. I mean, not in getting Tilly. It was meant to be. How I got her was meant to be. But I did a show on, it's harder to find a good dog than a good man.
That's great.
It was so hard to find, only because, you know, everywhere I went, I had roadblocks. I mean, are you kidding me? But, you know, she was the one for me.
Right.
I haven't regretted it. She's not perfect, but either am I.
Right.
And she keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, and a man isn't perfect either,
No, it's easier to train a dog. Come, sit, stay.
It is. It's easy. That's a great, you know what, that's a great title. I love it. Maybe I'll use that. It's easier to
Okay, train. I allow.
It's great.
It's always so much fun to have you on.
Oh, thank you so much.
So positive and upbeat, and, you know, with the world today, it's nice to have happy.
Well, we have to find it where we can.
That's true.
That's what I have to keep writing, because I have to keep busy. Otherwise, if I sit and think, I go crazy.
Right.
So, and we have to be kind. That's why this kindness book and finding harmony is a great title.
Yes. So maybe in the summer you'll come back and we'll talk about harmony.
Oh, that would be great. That would be wonderful.
I want to thank all of my listeners. And once again, how can they reach you? Can they reach you, my listeners?
Yes. My website is Alia Writes. So it's my first name, A-L-L-I-A, and the word Writes, WRITES.com. All of my books are on Amazon and basically Barnes & Noble, and mostly every bookstore carries them, thank God.
And I want to reiterate to all of our listeners, if we have any teachers out there, she would come to a school.
Definitely. And the children will love this book because it's in rhyme, and kids can pick up reading rhyme faster than just regular.
Better than reason, rhyme is important.
Yes, definitely.
So I want to thank all of my listeners. I want to thank you again for being here. I want to thank Mark, and I want to shout out to Tilly McGee for being a good dog. Bye, everybody. See you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.